2018 with 2000 Why Does Everybody Hate Me? 2019's 2000 Mine Please. We're just two goons talking about cake.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
L-I-T-T-L-E-T-R-I-V.
The Good Night Show with Little Triv on WREW-FM. Coming from the east side.
Gentlemen, and it's very funny because I'm about to tell the truth. Land. What is it? Is it Lamin Landigan or is it Landon Lamigan? I don't know. I've been smoking all day, smoking cigars. Diesel, do you know what I've been up to lately?
Oh, I might have a little bit of an idea after hearing the beginning of the show.
Can you see the crumbs on my face and my chubby cheeks?
Yes, it smells like vanilla.
Yes, folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm pleased to announce to everybody that this weekend, this long New Year's weekend, I enjoyed myself in my very first cakewalk. Diesel, have you ever been in a cakewalk?
Lamigan, do you look at me? Do I look like I do the walk?
Yeah, you look like you sit in a chair and yell at people till they bring the cake.
Yeah, because... To do
and
the
normally
walk.
I
and
do.
Do you
I
know
just...
the walk they do for the cakewalk? I don't do that. I have gout. I usually have gout. If it's a normal day, I'll have gout.
Well, I'm looking.
Actually, rare that I wouldn't. So I rarely would do a cakewalk. Actually,
a cakewalk is a small, easy game where you walk around in a circle and whoever walks the fastest in a certain period of time gets a cake. And it could be a big vanilla cake, and it could be a big gooey, ooey, gooey, jelly-filled chocolate cake, and that's actually my favorite. I love when there's jelly inside of a cake because it makes it such a mess, and the messier a cake is, the more easy to claim all the different pieces.
Peanut butter and jelly cake?
Ooh, no, is that... Wait, I think I have. Is that where you build...
It's like goober.
It's like a big goober.
Well, I use goober in it.
Isn't that that thing where you just put a bunch of bread down on
a bunch of plate? Of bread.
And then you dump out a couple jars of goober?
It's mostly goober.
And then you tap it with a piece of French bread?
It's just my little peanut butter and jelly cake, yes.
It's not a cake. Not quite a cake. It's not quite a cake.
It's not lunch.
I was going to say it is quite like lunch. Anything with peanut butter, jelly, and bread is certainly lunch. So let me just tell you how I cakewalked into this cakewalk mess. So I like big, messy, ooey, gooey cake. So when I'm walking down the street, which is not very often, but it was New Year's and I wanted to see who was out there getting into trouble. Do you ever do that, Diesel? You just walk around Mardi Gras and looking around,
and
seeing
wait
who's...
for the trouble to come to you?
Yeah, you just wait. Am I going to get mugged? Am I going to see some flashing?
Well, when I was younger, I used to be the trouble. I used to be the guy that people would be waiting for.
So you would mug people so at Mardi Gras?
There'd be the old fat guys walking around on the street, and they'd be waiting for me. And now I'm the old fat guy waiting for, well, a younger version of me.
Well, Diesel, I commend you for being that young guy that you once were, because I have always thought that there is nothing more clever or opportunistic than mugging people and causing trouble at Mardi Gras, a celebration that literally means Fat Tuesday, when people are having fun busting their asses to put on this parade. Just, it's all about joy and cheer and happiness and love. And to be that absolute disgusting, horrible person to take advantage of all that and to mug them and to hurt them and to make them feel less than. Diesel, I always thought that was so clever and opportunistic, so I commend you for being that young man.
It is extremely clever and extremely opportunistic. Did I miss something,
it's
Lamigan?
It's smart.
Lamigan, did I miss something? Did you say something about Mardi Gras?
I thought we were talking about Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is New Year's, is it not?
Lamigan, Mardi Gras is my biggest gambling day of the year, and it's also when I actually get out and actually go do stuff. It's my favorite day. It's called Fat Tuesday, and Lamigan, that's not for a couple more months, and that's when that's my favorite holiday, not Christmas. Or actually, Christmas is ruined, so.
Okay, well, then the thing I was doing was New Year's. And you
so you
and,
mugged
you and
people
me
on New Year's?
Oh, yeah. So, but
Is that even a crime anymore? It's
a free-for-all. Like,
can you even really blame you?
The new rule
can
is...
Can you blame you?
Can you blame you? Can I blame you?
For doing something we all wish we could do or all that we're waiting for
and I
to
can't,
do.
I can't keep my hands to myself. Listen, can I say something abhorrent?
Yes.
If a person is drunk, they are immune to crime.
And Lamigan, I agree with you about drunk. And I didn't know you drank so much.
Oh, I don't. I'm saying that you can do anything to a drunk person. Mug them, hog tie them, zap them with a taser, and it's legal. And it's moral.
My common point of view is if you're either the one that's waiting to be mugged or you're the one mugging. And I was saying before, I'm the fat guy that waits to be mugged. I wait for the trouble to happen to me. Violence, anything very violent, I wait for it to happen to me. And I used to be the one to go do it. I've killed.
You're one of those fat guys who is so fat that it hides the muscle, but really you don't want to mess with them. So there's Cakewalk. What's in the background here? This isn't cake music. Play some Joplin.
Well, it's mugging music. I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Give me some Joplin. And then I'll tell my Cakewalk story. Folks.
Oh, we got a caller.
Okay, let's hear what they have to say about all this. I have a feeling they have something to say about our disparaging words against the fat community. Hello, caller. This is Landon Lamigan. You're on the Good Night Show. Landon Lamigan and Diesel. Hello, caller. What's your name and how are you? What do you want?
My name's Ethan. I really liked how you guys handed Ben Garrison's ass to him. It was a lot of fun to listen to. I had a lot of fun listening to it, and I think you guys have a great show going on.
Thank you. Do you think we handed his ass to him, or do you think we just gave him a light spank on the ass and made him feel better?
Oh, I think you made him feel like a little baby. I thought that was really funny. I think he's a subpar comic book artist that is wasting his
don't say talent
time. Anyway, I gotta go to sleep. Happy New Year, everybody, and I want to thank you for your show.
Good night.
Thank you for your service.
You sound so groggy and sleepy. Good night. I hope you have some dark, dangerous dreams where you're such a badass in them.
I'll dream of you. Bye.
God bless you, Wynn.
So let me talk about this cakewalk. Folks, if you want to call in and talk to me about cake and cakewalk and all kinds of fun parties and festivities and king cakes and babies and Mardi Gras, and we're chatting, we're talking cake, and we don't have a guest tonight. We don't have some boring blabbermouth talking about God or UFOs or deep state. We're just two goons talking about cake. And I want you to call in, folks, and tell us not only if you like ooey gooey cakes, but I want to know if you like stiff dry cakes, and I want to know if you like cake without frosting. I want to know if you like hard sugar crystals on top of the cake frosting. I want to know if you like wedding cake. I want to know if you like eating cake with the lights on or the lights off. I want to know if you like fondant. I want to know all of it. I want to know if you like chocolate. I want to know if you like German chocolate. I want to know if you like fudgy, wudgy, yummy brown cakes. Do you like brown cakes? Do you like yellow cakes? Do you like periwinkle? Do you like confetti, funfetti? Do you like rocks in your cake? Do you like poison cake? Do you like pee in the cake?
Pee-pee.
I mean, we could go on and on. But here's what happened with this cakewalk. So I was walking down the street, and no, I did not cause any trouble yet. I was just walking down the street waiting for the trouble to come to me. I heard lots of crashing and booming and laughter and music, and the music sounded a little bit like Joplin, what we're listening to in the background here. Scott Joplin, Ragtime, one of my favorite musicians, really just an artist. And the music just puts a pep in your step, makes you want to cause problems, and I just knew that whatever was going on in this, just this joyful place of glee and hope, I knew that I could go in there and pee all over it and ruin it. So that's what I did, folks. I stomped up on the stairs, and it was something like a child's birthday. He was about 11 or 12 years old. It was a church gathering, because some churches are very close with their congregations. And all the families are close, and the church will let them rent out a multi-purpose room, and they'll have different games and festivities. So they had a cakewalk. And I didn't know what a cakewalk was yet, because all I saw was kids walking, two kids, walking really fast in a circle. One was skinny, lanky, lots of acne, or he looked like he just woke up. He had stringy hair, just really not pleasant to look at very much at all. And his name was Albert. It was his birthday. I put those pieces together very quickly because there were signs everywhere that just said Albert, Albert, Albert. And the kid chasing him was a little stout, but the littler boy was chasing him, and he was picking up speed, going faster and faster from the ball of his foot to the heel. Heel ball, heel ball, heel ball. And finally, I saw something that was absolutely asinine. He lunged forward, and he yanked off Albert's pants. And luckily, Albert was wearing a onesie, and so you didn't see nothing, but it was comical the way that it rolled out. May I use that word, comical?
You may use it.
Oh, thanks. It was very comical. It was very Three Stooges, very physical humor, very much something that I enjoyed, and it made me laugh. Folks, I made such a rabble. I roused such a rabble that I just walked around the room, sort of pretending like I was just a guest, and then I gradually started walking in slowly an oval, then I tightened up my walk route into a circle around the crowd of kids, and then I very, very sneakily intercepted the game. I permeated the circle. I invaded the party. And I started cakewalking. I didn't ask. I didn't talk to nobody. I just walked right in and started chasing this kid in a circle. I just started chasing him. And it wasn't even the same kids I saw before.
What were you going to do when you caught him?
I didn't know yet. I thought maybe.
Don't care.
Yeah, don't know, don't care. I thought maybe I'd find one of the, like, maybe take the birthday hat off his face and just poke him with it. I don't know. There's really not
so
much you can do.
Something mean.
Something bully, but not cruel, because I was an adult and these were kids. I didn't want to hurt anybody. I didn't want to scare anybody. I just wanted to sort of ruin the birthday party. So this kid, he said, wait, stop. Who are you? And I said, I'm your Uncle Landon Lamigan. And I was just so congenial, so friendly, just really well liked. And I'm just so good at socializing with drop dead strangers that everybody soon believed that I belonged there, that I was supposed to be there. And not only was I supposed to be there, they were glad that I was there. And I said, Say, you don't mind if I play with you, do you? And the mommy said, you're up next, buddy. Do you know the rules? And I said, no. And granted, this is after I already started chasing him around. I don't know what they made of that. And the mommy said, well, basically, you chase my son. It's his birthday. And when he tap his shoulder, when the music stops, you win a cake. And then my nostrils perked at that sound. And my black eyes glistened. And I said, and I looked at her with two eyes, just wells of darkness, universes within, deep, deep abyss of hatred, agony, and emotion. And I looked at this mommy and I said, can I pick the cake? And she said, of course, Lamigan. And so before she could speak, I turned around and I shoved her under the ground, pulled out some silly string out of my backpack, and I started stringing everybody, and then everyone was sort of laughing a little bit. They weren't quite sure what's going on. And then I got out the pepper spray, and then I really busted their balls. I covered that place with pepper spray. People were screaming, gagging, choking.
That is the ultimate. Ball busting, no. I have to
have
say.
Have you ever done that? Started spraying someone with silly string and they're laughing, and then you just mace them?
No, but I'm going to start.
You should start. It was excellent. And so they were screaming, choking.
Bear spray?
I've not tried it, but I'm actually immune to pepper spray because I've done it so much. And my eyes are so thick, and my eyes are pure pupil. So what I did was, as everybody was doubled over on the ground screaming, like really screaming and choking, you could smell the tears rolling down these kids' cheeks. It was truly rotten what I had done. But it was mostly adults there, so they outnumbered the kids, so it felt right. And I looked up at all my choices. There was a nooey gooey chocolate cake. There was a bone dry vanilla cake. There's a big old thing that looked like a ho-ho. There was a cookie cake. There was a cotton candy cake. And I took the ooey gooey cake. Little Diesel, would you believe that I took the ooey gooey cake? And I started eating it with my fingers, like,
In front of everybody.
In front of everybody, laughing. And then I just had to make a run for it because I saw some dad calling the cops. What do you think they'd have charged me with? Nothing. No cuffs can hold me. My wrists are too thin.
And plus, we support our police, so...
Yeah, my wrists are too thin.
And they tried to cuff you, Nico. It's not really worth it. You have skinny, skinny wrists, and then...
It's like putting a hula hoop over somebody's waist.
On top of it, you've always got that Blue Lives Matter shirt.
Yeah, it's basically my barrier from harm.
It's like a free pass.
It's like, you gotta let me have this one. As everybody's writhing on the ground from pepper spray. So that was my experience. That was my New Year's. I did a cakewalk.
Okay, people. New Year's experiences. The number's 216-368-2208. Talk about New Year's. Say the C word on the air. And by C word, I mean cake. But as we've learned in recent years, there's more than one C word. So the C word. There's a lady who's sure Lamigan.
Looks like more like a naked guy with angel wings.
The Led Zeppelin logo.
Yeah, it's just a naked guy flying around. Let me tell you, if I had a choice between heaven or hell, and hell was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and peanut butter and jelly cakes, and goober cakes, and ooey gooey fudgy cakes, and then heaven was this big naked guy with long hair and angel wings, I would go straight to hell.
Drag me to hell.
Drag me to hell. I would say, drag me to hell, you son of a bitch. I talk to the demons the whole way, whole way down. Because that means you get it worse when they get down there.
That's how you know you're going to hell, is when you start talking shit to the demons.
And the whole time I'm talking shit to the demons, I'm just going to be thinking to myself, ooh, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it.
And the devil is just at the bottom, just shaking his head, and he just says, oh boy, oh boy.
Do you think the devil gets the first prod with the torture devices?
No, he gets the final prod.
Well, there is no final prod. It's eternal. It's eternal suffering.
Oh.
That's what happens when you're wrongful and sinful in life against God.
Yeah, but have we been wrongful and sinful?
I think that if there's a hell, then there's then we're gonna be dragged by demons into it, and I think we're gonna be cussing them out the whole way, and we're gonna be thinking the whole time, "Ooh, I'm gonna get it," and then I think I would be dead silent if the angel reached out a glowing, sunlit hand and led me up to heaven. I think I would be speechless. And I think I would slowly start to shake my head. No, not me. Wrong me. You got the wrong guy. But then he would show me his graced lips. His lips of grace. They would curve upwards into a smile, and his cheeks would blush, and his bright blue eyes would twinkle, and he would tell me, "It's you, buddy, Landon Lamigan. You made the cut. You're coming straight up to heaven, and you're going to meet God and Jesus, and you're going to meet Mary." And I walk up the stairs, and I said, "Okay, let's give it a shot." We walk, and I just start weeping, because I'm just thinking about, I've been hearing people say, "Oh God," or "Oh my God," or I've been hearing people say, "God damn it," and I finally get to meet God, and I just wonder what he's gonna make of a fella like me who's done him so dirt. I've done him so dirt. Would he forgive me? Or has he already forgiven me by the time we got up those stairs? And I've always wondered, what's in God's hands when he greets you? Goober cake? Fudgy cake? Brown cake? White cake? It's no cake. Folks, God's not holding nothing. He's ugly. He's naked. He has nothing for you. He's going to give you maybe a brick of celery and say, go at it, you piece of crap. And then he's going to tell you,
"Sunlight.
What?
That's interesting. But unfortunately, you boys will be dragged to purgatory by the guiding light of the Terry Schiavo crystal. The Terry Schiavo crystal will welcome you to a life of endless boredom and Terry Schiavo shot bot. Terry Schiavo shot bot is the official term for Terry Schiavo excrement."
Short bot? Terry Schiavo short bot. We'll give him another chance to say
Terry
that.
Terry Schiavo shot bot is the official term for Terry Schiavo excrement.
It's shot bot. And let me get what is excrement?
Excrement's poop. Folks, if you're wondering what excrement is, excrement's poop. Folks, we are not on much longer tonight.
Terry Schiavo shot bot is the official term for Terry Schiavo excrement.
We got about 19 minutes left of the first show of 2019, the end of 2018, or as I call it, 2000 Why Does Everybody Hate Me? And we are...
2000 Why Does Everybody Hate Me?
2019 is 2009, please.
Terry Schiavo Crystal.
2018 with 2000 Why Does Everybody Hate Me? 2019 is 2009, please. So you heard it here first, folks. And I just want to, again,
oh my fucking Christ, it's the Terry Schiavo Crystal.
To sum up here, I would like to go to hell. I would hate to go to heaven. But I would be at a loss for words and action if I were to have to end up in purgatory. I don't even know where.
It sounds spooky with a Terry Schiavo. I kind of imagine a Terry Schiavo crystal being like a poor man's Tinkerbell, taking us to a boring place filled with what'd you call it again? Terry Shivo shot bot.
Shot bot, yeah.
What are they called? Bat poop?
Guapo? Okay. It's guapo.
So for bats, it's called guapo, and for Terry Shivo, it's called a Terry Shivo shot bot. And thank God we got a caller, Lamigan.
Hello, caller. Do you have anything to say about whether you'd like to go to hell, heaven, or purgatory?
I don't smoke like a rock star. I smoke cigarettes to survive. Yet I get the Marlboros. I get to buy the carton. Some lady that lives in my apartment building goes and buys them, and I slip the money under the door, and she squeezes them one cigarette at a time underneath my door, and I say thank you, thank you. Oh, there's one more thank you, thank you, thank you. And she just keeps feeding me these cigarettes as if it's candy, but I paid for it, so it's not really candy. I think candy is something you get for free. I've been smoking my whole life. The number's 216-368-2208. 216-368-2208. We're talking about New Year's. I have no resolutions, maybe less gout. But at this point, gout is my personality. I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man. I feel just like a rock star. WRW, you were on the air with Little Diesel.
Boo, turn this off. I don't like it. Put on a... What is that song you like? Shut up and dance with me. Put that on instead.
Oh, you don't like this?
New Year. No, go back to the original. You kidding me?
You know what this song... You know what the Shut Up and Dance song is, right?
What?
It's the song they played at my father's funeral.
Oh.
It's an old Vietnam War song.
Really? I believe you. Huh.
Yeah, they might... The troops, they would march in line and they would sing Shut Up and Dance with Me.
Really? This is in Vietnam?
Yes, in Vietnam.
Oh, great. All right, well, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for altering the course of the show. It's always nice when you can do something so wrong that someone calls in and tells you to change it. And you know what? Well, goddamn it, it was the right choice to change it to this song. The song they played at my father's funeral. And it wasn't just a coincidence they played it at his funeral. He died in the late 60s after getting shot by Lamigan's father on Vietnam Hill in a friendly fire incident. And when I don't want to say accident, because they literally killed each other at the same time. So we'll just call it friendly fire incident. And the troop, the battalion they were in, I don't know what they called it in the war. I just like that they kill people. That's really the only reason why I support the troops. The troops would march in line as they were killing, and they would shoot the helicopters and the bombers and do whatever. But they would be singing this inspirational tune all the way along.
Diesel? Mom and Dad are not around. I have always made them frown. They left me in a jungle. A little baby boy bundle. Raised by wolves. Negatively affected.
I don't think I should have gone.
To that cakewalk all alone.
I caused lots of problems there.
Silly string in mommy's hair.
Pepper spray on all the kids. They got really, really hurt.
They got really, really hurt.
It did not affect my eyes.
It did not affect my eyes.
Because my eyes are completely black.
Because my eyes are completely black.
Pepper.
Cops called.
Cops called.
On me.
On me.
Got away.
Got away.
Scot free.
Scot free.
I don't know what. I don't know what they would do.
I don't know what they would do.
If I was in jail too.
If I was in jail too. They were wearing a Blue Lives Matter shirt.
They were wearing their Blue Lives Matter shirt.
It was pretty much a get out of jail free card for me.
It was pretty much a get out of jail free car for me. They were. I paid all the hospital bills.
I paid all the hospital bills.
Even though I made no kills.
Even though I made no kills.
All the kids got up and walked away.
All the kids got up and walked away.
I don't see the problem here.
I don't see the problem here.
Cakewalk.
Cakewalk.
Ooey gooey.
Ooey gooey.
Fudgy brown.
Fudgy brown.
Cake for free.
Goober things.
All right, guys.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Get back to the bunk. And now,
go back to Afghanistan. I'm sure there's plenty of to kill.
Don't tell our drill sergeant that we put you up to this. I love veterans.
Thank you for your service, gentlemen. All right.
I love veterans.
That was cute of them to do that for us.
I love making veterans crawl out of their holes and just making them march. It makes them feel like soldiers again, because you know that that's what they need. Soldiers, they can't get out of that life. They crave it.
Whenever I meet a veteran and he's just trapped in his basement and all he hears are gunshots all day, and he's just punching concrete.
He says, I want to get back out there. I don't want to be with my family. Put me back out there, Sarge.
We support our troops. We get them marching again.
And now we got to tell him, you're not mentally fit. You got to get your life together. Your wife and kids are here. And he says, no, I need to be out there. I need to shoot. I need to kill. I need to kill. People like me come along and we get them marching.
I can't be trapped in this cage anymore. We say, well, it's not a cage. That's your house.
This is not a cage. It's your family. It's your wife and kids. I would kill to have a kid. Did I tell you that I would do that?
I don't know. You like kids.
I'm a eunuch. I can't have kids.
Do you know who is a eunuch that Led Zeppelin logo?
I don't have enough income to adopt. I can't adopt anybody. Can't foster you either. But I do take in some homeless. Some drifters. My house is something like a lean-to for the lost and begotten. What does that mean, begotten?
Forgotten.
Huh. Begotten. My house is a home for the begotten.
We lost a listener.
Eh, maybe... Okay, maybe. So I looked up what begotten means in the dictionary, and it means a child who was brought into existence by the process of reproduction. So I do bring in the begotten. Good night, Diesel.
Good night, Lambigan.